This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. I want to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media Group.
Oh. Hey, kids, how you doing? Glad to have you with us tonight. Paul McCartney will not technically be a guest, but I will gossip about him a little bit. And Heidi McGinnis coming up on tonight's big show. We've got a lot to get to you for. Thank you for being here. It's another live edition of Radio Night Live, live from New York. Kevin McCullough, yours truly, your most indebted host. The reason I'm indebted is because I have no idea if I can see even the camera that's in front of me because I up and left the card. And I can't, Cameron, give me. I don't even. Will this even work? Let's see. Cameron's he's the sacrificial lamb tonight. Our intern learning how to do. Oh, look at that! Wow. So, man, you have the exact same prescription I do. These are Cameron's glasses, friends. World famous shades now. No, I'm kidding. I don't really need them. I do. Well, I could use them, but I'm good. Glad you're with us. So did anything go on in the country today? Was people marching or something? Actually, I was on Twitter about an hour ago, and there was some grouchy guy from, I think, California, and he's like, oh, the early estimates are in. There are 800,000 people in Washington, D.C., and 200,000 people in New York, and 300,000. I'm like, no. First of all, the police in D.C. for this A March for Our Lives thing that happened today, the police in D.C. would not release crowd estimates. Okay, so you already know that if it's not very favorable to whatever the leftist cause, somebody's put the kibosh on, hey, don't release the crowd estimates. So then I went to the, and I'm tricky this way, I'm sly like a fox. I went to the Metro train numbers for the day, and they were only slightly normal, slightly above what a normal Saturday would be for the use of the Metro, which is the subway in Washington, D.C. And last year, remember that little thing called the Women's March that had about 500,000 people at it? They were more than double the train traffic on a normal Saturday for that event. So I'm guessing if they had 500,000 for the Women's March and they were more than double on the Metro usage and they were just barely above normal for today, I'm guessing they didn't have 800,000 people at the March for Our Lives. I mean, am I wrong? Because I think a lot of people took the train in there. I could be wrong. I'm willing to be wrong. Prove it. So here's what happened. All of these celebrities got together and they said, here, we'll help bus in people. So people like George Clooney and his wife Amal, and you had Lin-Manuel Miranda, and I don't know who the girl in the top box there is, but she's obviously very passionate about whatever she's doing. And Paul McCartney and his chick, isn't she like 100 years younger than him? Cynthia Nixon, who, I don't know, did you know this? She wants to be mayor of New York. I mean, not mayor, governor of New York. She's actually running. I keep trying to say that with a straight face all week long, every day in drive time. Yeah, Cynthia Nixon's going to run for governor. Like, it's just, I don't. Cynthia, you've accomplished so much as an actress. You've won Emmys. You've been nominated for other things. Why do you want to do this? Don't be de Blasio stooge. Anyway, for those of you in the rest of the country, that's a little inside New York political talk there. But so she was there today. McCartney was there. It was a lot of celebrities. Celebrities underwrote the costs and the tickets. It was fun watching some of the Facebook Lives and Periscopes coming from the event because they were all like, oh, man, look at all these buses pulling up. And I'm like, yeah, you paid for them to pull up. What did you expect them to do, not show? You write $50,000 checks to have buses of people drive. They better darn well drive up if you're going to get your money out of it. But what exactly was the purpose of the March for Our Lives today? I mean, this is the really the bottom line question, right? Is there anything that's going to come out of this? Well, let's just check some of the signs, shall we? The scariest thing in a school should be my grades, said one obviously overachieving student from his community. There was another one. What was the one about the, there we go. It was harder to buy this poster board than an AR-15. Something is wrong. Yeah, dumb. Wherever you're going to buy poster board, you're doing it wrong. No, actually, they're just lying. And that's the trouble with this. There's so much dishonesty, false premise, the faux outrage about things. These five kids, by the way, they're on the cover of the New Time magazine. Do you know this? The five kids that are going around shouting, screaming gun control at everybody, and the one named David Hogg, unfortunate name, if you ask me, but he's running around screaming, gun control, you must have gun control. Well, they've been living the high life. Like, ever since all their friends got mowed down, these five, they've been on every talk show. I think they were on The View. They've been all over CNN, MSNBC. They got flown out to that thing in Dubai we talked about last week where they were at some symposium on education. These are freaking freshmen and sophomores in high school. They're barely out of junior high. What do they know about life and education? But they get flown out to Dubai. They're put up on the stage today. There's 20 of them that got up and said, you know, really obnoxious things. But so what's the solution? What's the takeaway? I keep asking myself the question. What are they trying to do? So maybe Mr. Hogg, who this week, an intimate viral video of his got released. He was doing a sit-down interview with a print outlet of some sort, the Daily Mail from England or somewhere, I forget. But he just F-bombed the crap out of that interview. And it was all about how parents are so stupid. Not only should you not give guns to teachers, but you shouldn't even let parents run internet devices. He was like, yeah, I got to teach my parents everything because they're so dumb. You know, the kids can do it in 1 second. They can't do it in 15 years. I'm like, you're a real joy to be around, David. I just can't imagine how much fun it is to hang out with you on a Friday night. So anyway, he got his stage time today. Here's a little bit of what he had to say, and I apologize in advance for the poor level of intellect used in doing all this, but roll the tape.
I'm going to start off by putting this price tag right here as a reminder for you guys to know how much Marco Rubio took for every student's life in Florida. $1.05.
$1.05? Is that from the NRA? That's a lot? 17 died. He took $17.80?
The cold grasp of corruption shackles the District of Columbia.
Oh.
The winter is over.
Is it?
Change is here. The sun shines on a new day, and the day is ours.
Ah.
For the first-time voters show up 18% of the time in midterm elections. Not anymore.
Okay. You tell them, David.
Now, who here is going to vote in the 2018 election?
That's an overwhelmingly mediocre response.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
Yeah, oh, we're shaking.
They've gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction.
Uh-huh.
Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
Okay, stop the tape. Just pause it right there, because I want to zoom in on this. Now, his thing is no more. Not one more, I think, is the hashtag that they're pushing out everywhere. And, yeah, I don't know what they're saying not one more about. Not one more dead kid. You'd think the victims of a school shooting in Florida, maybe that's what they're talking about. Not one more dead kid, right? Well, let's see where he goes with this. No more. Keep rolling.
96 people die every day from guns in our country, yet most representatives have no public stance on guns. And to that, we say no more.
Okay.
We are going to make this the voting issue.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take this to every election, to every state, and every city. We're going to make sure the best people get in our elections to run, not as politicians, but as Americans.
Okay, pause the tape. Hey, David, you can't run in our elections unless you are an American. That's one of the kind of the sidelines that we have about this. Now, you know, I know you're rather profound in what you're saying there, but okay, so let me cut through all this. 96 people die a day. That's a number he threw out there. I couldn't find that verified anywhere. Maybe you have a source on that. You can send it to me. But one of the things that I did go look up was to see, because if you're going to say not one more dead kid due to violence in our society, I'm in favor of saving as many of our children's lives as we can. So I did a little research, and there were 926,000 children killed last year via abortion. Now, if you're going to say 96 people, not just kids, but all people, 96 people dying a day of gunshot wounds, that's 2,600 and whatever, 23 or something like that, that are dying of abortion, that are just kids. Where were the kids that had the differing viewpoints? Where were the kids that had the let's arm the teachers? This was not a bring America together rally today. This was a we spit in your face if you disagree with us on gun control rally. Wasn't a march for our lives, because their policies are going to take more lives than protect in the days to come, which is why this was utterly, fantastically a joke. And that's why I don't really have anything else to say about it. Coming back with a very special feature with Pastor Heidi McGinnis. Don't go away. This is Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've
it's Calvin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. It's Saturday night. We're glad to have you with us. I'm without my glasses, so I look blind. The evening is going to be kind of interesting, though, because I'm very, very honored to have my next guest with me. I just want to make a couple more observations about the rally today. David Hogg and Ms. Gonzalez and Alex Wind and the other four that have, or three that have been called the Fab Five that have done all this globetrotting. I actually feel sorry for them because they are just pawns in a much larger game. People like George Clooney and Oprah Winfrey and Linda Sarsour, the terrorist, and George Soros, the guy that funds a lot of terrorism around the world. These people have an agenda that these kids are just useful stooges for. And the kids don't, they can't know this. It's kind of sick that our media treats them like they have PhDs. I find that to be reprehensibly vomitous. You're putting so much pressure on kids that really what they should be doing is going to school, doing their homework, and getting counseling for what they've been through. Let them heal. They'll have plenty of time to speak about what's happened to them. But to make them the front face for this really contentious issue that they don't even barely understand, much less, have to, the reason the left wants to do this with them is because it makes what they're saying kind of bulletproof from criticism. And I've got a piece coming out in townhall.com tonight at midnight that will be up all day tomorrow. But it really addresses this issue. This is a genius move on the behalf of the people that hate guns and want to have all the guns confiscated, which is what socialists do. In every primary socialist communist country, the first thing they did was disarm the masses. They always went to remove all forms of resistance before they really did their most heinous reforms. This has been a dream for the left in America forever. These kids are just the opportunity that these people have been looking for a long time. So I feel bad, actually, for what's happening to the kids. But that doesn't make what the kids are saying off limits in terms of being criticized. The second that David Hogg went on a CNN television set, everything he said in that interview became public domain in terms of what we can criticize, critique, respond to. Maybe if we agree with it, we say, yeah. But if we have problems with it, we're allowed to know what those are as well. I want the best for these kids. I don't want them to receive the backhand of the nasty side of political debate, but sometimes that's what happens, and they have been used, I think, in ways that are very unbecoming to them. So anyway, check out that piece tonight, and I hope that it makes a lot of sense for everybody. Now, last fall, we embarked on a project that I was really nervous about, to be honest with you, when we started it, because I had no idea if we were going to be able to do it. We had not done that for Christmas. 48 human slaves in the country of South Sudan, or in the country of North Sudan, that are South Sudanese by birth, were able to be rescued, and we were told about that ahead of time. They actually did a liberation of those South Sudanese slaves in late January, early February, and 400 total slaves were released from the several thousand that they still have in captivity in northern Sudan. The process by which we do this is very simple. We provide a vaccine that the slave owner needs for their cattle, and in exchange, they let a slave return home to South Sudan. There's no money that exchanges hands. There's none of that attempted to go back and re-get them. the world has separated South Sudan from North Sudan, and if the Northern Sudanese jihadis wanted to do that now, it would be an act of war. And they haven't done that since the separation. So I was very pumped that we were able to actually help not 48 but 99 in our last effort in doing this. Well, I got a call from Christian Solidarity International in late February, and they said, Kev, in May, we have the opportunity to release at least 82 more. Would you be willing to help us? And I said, try and stop me. So I'm really excited to have my next guest back. She is someone that has traveled extensively. She knows this route back and forth where the slaves are held, and she has been very key in helping to liberate many of them to a brand new life. So we're opening the Ladies Lounge early tonight because I am really excited to welcome my friend, Pastor Heidi McGinnis, back to Radio Night Live. Pastor Heidi travels extensively. She has a big heart for those that are that are enslaved, and she does not rest until the final ones are able to be removed. So, Heidi, again, thanks for all that you've done, and I'm just really thrilled to hear your voice back on the air with us tonight.
Yes, and the Lord has already tapped them on the shoulder. And thank you so much for taking on this moral imperative that I think we have of helping the Lord free our brothers and sisters. But it's also a holy endeavor. Kevin, and I want to thank you and all the people who've been such a part of forming this holy procession into the slave camps, the Arab Muslim slave camps in Sudan, and where we, as part of the South Sudanese Underground Railroad, where we can actually, with the Lord's help and all the generous people and you, lift people up out of that bestial savagery and return them home and reunite them with family and with community, with church. So thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. But Pastor Heidi, I know that we're catching some people off guard, so let's back up a little bit to go slow for a moment so we can go fast later. And people are asking, well, how is it that slavery still exists? So for people that don't know anything about Sudan and they don't know anything about the conflict, give us a real thumbnail of how there are some several hundred thousand people still in slavery in northern Sudan as we sit here and talk right now.
Of course. Well, what we saw, of course, was in the 1980s in Sudan, in the Islamist north of Sudan, where the Muslims have always practiced Islamic supremacism, which is different from Islam, and that's in order to establish a global caliphate. Well, what they did when the Islamist government forced the Christian South to accept Sharia law, well, the Christian South rebelled and said, no, we're not doing that. We belong to Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and Savior, not the Islamist Pharaoh in Sudan. And so in order to bring the Southerners to their knees, Kevin, what happened was the Islamist North unleashed the Arab militia, the Baggara Arabs and jihadis from all over the Arab world, because they declared jihad against the Christian South. It's incumbent upon you, if you're jihadi, to show up. And so, and the North had an air force, and they implemented, this is so insidious, they implemented slavery in order to bring the Southerners to their knees, and over 200,000 Christians and others from the South were enslaved. Now, mind you, the corruption...
Heidi, hold that thought. We're going to come back to the rest of that because you've got so much to add to that, but I just want to remind people that the reason we're talking about this tonight is that we have a chance to rescue 82 more people. The cost to liberate the slave and then to give them what you're going to find out more about tonight called the Bag of Hope that each one will receive, and it's much more than just a bag. There's a goat, there are tarps, there's a tent, there's eating utensils, there's gardening utensils. All of this is part of that. That Bag of Hope, plus the liberation legal costs and all the things associated with it, $250 for one person. You give them liberty for the rest of their life. Here's the phone number. People are standing by right now to take your call, and we want to try to free all 82. 888-342-1010. They could be home by the first or middle of May if we are faithful to do this. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. More with my friend Heidi.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So glad to have you with us live from New York. That's a live shot of Times Square tonight. Man, is it humming along with people. Big thanks to everyone that's in the chat room on Facebook.com tonight, Facebook Live. I saw James, who I went to college with, in there. I see my sister in there. Who else did I see had joined? And a couple of other people. Oh, some old AFR listeners of mine were stopping by asking how come I no longer on that network. Well, that's, you know, they made decisions to go one way. I was heading in a different direction, so everything's all good. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We're talking about a very important opportunity tonight, friends, and that is to help liberate 82 people that are in human slavery this minute. As we sit, you and I talk right now,
There are 82 individuals who the Underground Railroad in Sudan has already figured out who they are and where they're located. Now, there were 200,000, as Heidi was just telling us in the last segment, that were taken at the end of the war. There have been more born into slavery since that time. But there are 82 that our Underground Railroad operatives have identified and have already negotiated a release for if we can get them the vaccine for their cattle and then give each of these slaves the bag of hope, which is a large gift of enormous materials that we will tell you, break down that more in just a bit. But the phone number, if you would like to help, is 888-342-1010. You know that some of us worked on this in December, and we were, our goal was 48, and we ended up freeing 99. Tonight, already, I have gotten word that because a certain person has a birthday tomorrow, I'm not saying who, but he's moving ever closer to 50 by the second. As a kind of a gift to him, being me, tomorrow's my birthday, as a gift to me, a buddy of mine has said he's going to match every gift that we get in tonight. Now, if you can do $50 tonight, do it. The amount to release one slave from slavery is $250 total. Maybe you could do 5 months of $50 each, and that would take care of one slave. I knew some people last year that wanted to do $60 a month, and they did it for the full year, and that ended up allowing them to do, I forget how many, but it was several over the course of the 12 months. CSI, Christian Solidarity International, has been my partner in this endeavor for the last 10 years. We've helped get slaves liberated. I love everything that they're about. If you want to check them out online, you can go to my website, thebingethinker.com. You can also go to their website, csi-usa.org. But they are the highest level of integrity and dependability in terms of what the money, what we tell you it's going for tonight to liberate slaves, that's what it is. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, Heidi, just before we went to break, and I know this because we touched on it off the air as well, you wanted to bring up something about the Quran, which a lot of my listeners have not read, but you found something interesting in there that you wanted to share.
Mind you, the Quran in chapter 869 says, but now enjoy what you took in war, lawful and good. And verse 71 in the Quran, chapter 8 says, Allah gave you mastery over them. That's the backdrop.
Mm. So they really feel like they can do whatever they want to these people.
Oh, yes. And we saw it most recently in Syria and Iraq when the Islamic State took 7,000 women into slavery, girls age 8 through 30, because it's sanctioned by the Quran. This is the Islamic supremacist interpretation of the Quran.
Right. So what we're talking about then is now a generation of people that have lived in slavery, and while the world came together, the governments came together to try to stop the war, which they were successful in doing,
yes,
the establishment of South Sudan, no one came to the aid of the people that were the victims of the war.
You're right, except that the Church of Jesus Christ and Christian radio hosts such as yourself and others, along with CSI, did not forget the enslaved.
Mm.
And you're right, when the South seceded and became a free nation in 2011, there wasn't any provision made for the slaves, none whatsoever. And so there is this a grim, perpetual a torturous reality. And it's not that we didn't try, Kevin, Dr. John Eibner of CSI.
Right.
Why, he has testified so many times before members of Congress.
Right.
And CSI has even had former slaves testify, Keira Deng.
And you would have thought that would have really done it. Pastor Heidi, hold that thought. We'll tell more stories from the actual field. 888-342-1010. 1010, 888-342-1010. Help us end slavery now. 82, brothers and sisters, if you are a Christian, they are your brother and sister in Sudan, enslaved tonight, and we can do something about it. 888-342-1010. $250 sets one of them free, but it will not happen if we don't take action. And they could be home by May of this year. 888-342-1010.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
See when you call. All right. night. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. And we're talking with one of my favorite people on the entire planet of this life. She has seen more with her eyes. She has visited the very area of the world that we're talking about tonight. Northern Sudan and Southern Sudan did not exist just a few years ago. But because of the ongoing war, the watching world stepped in and said they were going to do something about that. But Heidi, when we were preparing for this broadcast, one of the things you told me you really wanted to emphasize was this idea of life transformation through the liberation of these slaves. By the way, friends, if you would like to give, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, your gift right now will help set a human being free from actual slavery on actual planet Earth. Hard to believe we still have that, but your gift tonight will help make that a reality that is done away with in their life. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. 82 human beings can be released for a cost of only $250 each in northern Sudan that are under the control of jihadist slave masters right now. We've already laid the groundwork. The Underground Railroad's already done that. It's just a matter of us providing their relocation materials, which is the bag of hope, and supplying that cattle vaccine that the northern jihadists need for their cattle. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Heidi, back to the issue that you really wanted to emphasize, and that is transformation.
Well, yes, for 14 years, actually, Kevin, I've had the privilege of documenting the emergence of our siblings coming out of slavery and being reunited in the South. And while that is enormously joyful, it is also heart-wrenching, because I thought that when we made the West aware, when Dr. John Eibner testified in Washington, D.C., in the former slaves, it would be over.
Right.
But that's not the case. That's why I'm so appreciative to each listener, to those who will pray and to those who will give. And my prayer is that we can bring the people out together. The transformation is absolutely amazing, because what we have to be aware of is that the first thing that happens with the persons who've been ruptured, ripped out of the fabric of their family. I mean, I've had young women say, you know, my mommy gave me cow's milk in the morning. I was loved. And the next thing, she's on this journey to hell after she's been kidnapped into the North. She's raped along the way. She comes into slavery. She has to undergo female genital mutilation, which is done with the lid of a can or a scissor and a or a knife. But one of the first things that happens after that violent dehumanizing process is the forceful Arabization and Islamization that takes place. And the very first thing is the people that are enslaved lose their name. They lose their identity. They're robbed of who they are. And so I want to share two stories, one of Aguirre, and one of Rebecca, who, when they were freed through this amazing generosity of the very people who are listening right now, the first thing that they did was let go of the Arab name. And I'll be brief in that, but Aguirre. It just shows us how important our name is, and that there's power in the name of Jesus when we get together to do what is right before the Lord and our siblings. He said, I never thought running out of slavery to be free, because if you decide to escape and you're caught, then you're killed. I've seen children my age killed. And he said, the first thing that Addis Omer, who took me as a slave, was to change my name to Hassan. And he said, I had to abandon my language, abandon my faith, and take on this Muslim name. I hated being called Hassan.
Hmm.
And it wasn't my name. It was the name of the slave master. And so then he said, at the end of the interview, he stood up and he said, I am now Agui Aguer Aguer again. And never again will I be called Hassan anymore. Ever again. Well, that's what freedom brings. It is a rebirth, if you will, of the individual. And then I remember Rebecca doing the same thing. Rebecca, because she was 12 at the time, she was forced to undergo female genital mutilation, along with her other, her Dinka friend, and her name was Abuk. Well, Abuk fought the women, and in front of Rebecca, they took out a knife and slit Abuk's throat. At that point, Rebecca tried to wrench herself free, and one of the women took a knife and stabbed it in her upper leg. And she was cut. And after she told this story, she, like Agui Aguer Aguer, stood up and she said, I am no longer called Hawa. My name is Rebecca, and I'm baptized. Isn't that just the greatest?
Well, and it speaks, Pastor Heidi, to the totality of the evil that is done against them,
yeah.
Right? So it's not just the physical captivity. It's not just the sexual violence that's done against them, but it's the attempt to erase their identity and to rebrand them like cattle into something that they are not. And when you think about it from that perspective, then what we're doing tonight is not just helping them get their name back, but their entire and total identity to who they are. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Friends, I don't know. Whenever Pastor Heidi talks about female genital mutilation and the lid of a can or a knife or part of a scissors or something, how on earth can people treat each other that way still in this time and age? And yet that's what the slave masters do, because they don't view these people as human beings. They view them as pieces of property, and we have the chance to retell those people that you do have the dignity that God gave you in you being created. But we have a chance to rescue 82 of them if we can just do that. And it's $250 per person. About $50 of that goes towards the cattle vaccine. The rest goes towards all the materials they need to resettle their life. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Just a reminder, Kevin McCullough, what a beautiful shot, by the way, of Lower Manhattan. I just love that. Looking on from Ellis Island back across the water to Lower Manhattan. That's the World Freedom Tower right there in the middle of your screen. If you're watching on Biz TV or on Facebook Live tonight, if you're listening on any number of places, CRN, Salem Radio Network, GCN Live, Biz Talk Radio, I could just go on and talk stream live. There's tons of places that are carrying us. We're so grateful for each of you in what you're doing. Thank you for being here. A word of special programming for next week. It will be very different than what you are accustomed to. We have a dramatic presentation. We did this a couple of years ago. But we have a dramatic presentation of a biblical narrative that we will be presenting that is the story of Judas Iscariot. Now, why Judas Iscariot? Well, he's a pretty ubiquitous figure. But his death and his life and what he represented and why he came to the end that he did is something that has been, if you will, presented in this presentation. Pastor Colin S. Smith from the Orchard Church Network in the Chicago area has produced this, and it's being portrayed and acted out by an actor that I think you will enjoy. They did a similar production a few years ago of The Thief on the Cross, and that starred my friend and former colleague here on Saturday nights, Stephen Baldwin. This is a completely new production, and will be what we allow to take our airwaves on the silent Saturday evening of Holy Weekend. So that will be a special presentation. I hope you'll make plans to be with us. Heidi McGinnis is my guest, and we've got her for the next hour as well, and I'm thrilled to have her with us because we've got so much to talk about. She's going to tell us some more stories of some of the women that she's worked with specifically in the Sudan region. But I wanted you to know that for tonight and for tonight only, we've got a buddy that has stepped up and said that for every slave that we liberate before the end of this broadcast tonight, they are going to do a matching gift as well. So tonight, if you liberate a slave, someone else is going to step up and liberate another one. Friends, that means that I would only need 41 of you, conceivably, to go and make the call for the minimum of amount of about $250. And if you couldn't do $250 at one time, if you did $50 over 5 months or $100 a month for 2.5 months, something like that, you'd be able to help us. Now, these slaves, we are hoping to have liberated by May. So if you could be on the plan to pay it off by then, that would be even better. They will work with you if you cannot do that. They'll take some money from another area and help bridge that gap. But friends, if you can help us right now, tonight is key as Pastor Heidi is with us and sharing those stories. The phone number, 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. It is the same project that we talked about at Christmas time where we ask you
You helped us liberate 48. You helped us liberate 99. It was amazing. It was miraculous. It was so cool to watch happen. 400 slaves were then liberated around February 1st, and our 99 were portions of that. Friends, we can do this. 82 slaves, we got this. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We're live.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Of major order.